Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel, greeting you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today. What a privilege, what an honor, a joy it is to share this time on Sunday morning with you. We pray that it is just preparation or kind of warm up, that you're getting ready to enter into the house of the Lord somewhere. We were thinking on the way here this morning how thankful and grateful we are that God has provided us this opportunity and occasion that we share with you, but it was never meant to be, nor is it intended to be a substitute for the gathering at the house of the Lord. This is to those maybe that are not able this morning, to those that might listen that don't know the Lord and a free pardon of sin, and again to you that are making preparation, why, we pray it's just a little warm-up to you this morning. We invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road, Trenton, Ohio, and our service time is 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. We gather for Sunday school. Worship follows about 11, and then on Wednesday evening we gather again for our midweek service. We have a prayer meeting, Bible study, and a youth service at that time. And we do ask you this morning, we come today heavy in heart. We've bid farewell to some loved ones again this week. Brother Jim Murphy, Brother Kenny Murphy's dad, went home to be with the Lord and was buried yesterday. And we've known Brother Jim a long time. We're going to miss him in the work. He was faithful. And we had the privilege of knowing him many years. And then our dear cousin that we'd asked prayer for back earlier this year, Brother Jeff Brock, went home to be with the Lord on Friday morning. And we've not been as close to Brother Jeff as we were as in childhood, but we were together often back in those days. But remember his sisters this morning, their family, that God would be with them and lift them up. Brother Jim's family also. Join me in a word of prayer this morning. Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, today we come before you, Lord, that you might reach out once again, Lord. Oh God, you're so good to us here in this life, Father. We have so much, Lord, that we ought to thank you for, God. We have so many things, Lord, to lift our head and our eyes and just say thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done. And, oh Lord, when we begin to count the blessings of life, God, it seems to be more, God, than we can number. And Father, and then the truth and the knowing of God, how that there's a better home that waits us after this life is over, God. Lord, as we come to you this morning, God, God, we need your strength. Lord, we need your touch this morning, your wisdom, God. Father, we need you every day and every hour, God. Lord, we would ask of you this morning to bless those, God, that have bid farewell to their loved ones, God. Father, them that have made the crossing before us, Lord. God, we just pray that you'd comfort their families this morning. Be with them, God. I'm their hour of suffering and sorrow and grief, God. Father, oh God, we come to you this morning. I'm seeking the leadership and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, God. Father, that we might redeem the time that you've granted to us today, Lord, that we might use it, God, for the cause and the upbuilding of your mighty kingdom, Lord. And God, that we might lay aside the way and the sin which does so easily beset us and run with patience, the race that is set before us, God, oh God, I'm blessed the reading and the teaching of your word this morning. Father God, we pray today, Lord, that you would send it out, Lord, that it would accomplish whereunto you send it this morning. Father, that it be milk to the lamb and meat to the sheep. Lord, that it bring conviction to the lost. Father, and those this morning, God, Lord, that it begin to walk carnally, Father, rather than spiritually today. Let it be that catalyst, Lord, that's that pressure, Lord, to draw them back. Father, to help them realize this morning time is running out. Lord, how we need to be about your business. How, Father, bless our aging and elderly today. How, God, the good brethren we saw on the day past. How, Father, some we hadn't seen for a while. How, bless them that works God. How, wherever they gather and assemble today. And, oh, Lord, how, bless your church this morning. How, Father, as they come together in the mighty name of Jesus. How, Lord, bless them and lift them up, we pray. And God, again, I watch over, protect. I bless them that serve our country this morning. I be with their little families today. And Lord God, I we'd ask you to watch over them that's in journey and travels today. How some returning home to us and others, God, may be traveling away. How, Father, just watch over and protect them now. I bless these few minutes, God, we pray. I bless a good station, Lord, those that'll stand in this place. How throughout the day, let it be a help to someone. And God, now more than anything, that it might magnify your holy name. I bless now, we pray in Jesus' holy name we ask. Amen and amen. This morning we're going to read just a few verses. I be found in the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews. I beginning at the 8th verse and above, when he said, I sacrifice an offering, I burn offerings and offering for sin, how thou wouldest not, neither has pleasure therein which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. I take away the first, that he may establish the second, how by the which will we are sanctified, how through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ, how once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, I sat down on the right hand of God. I better stop reading there this morning. I get to reading in the Hebrews, and it's hard for me to stop. I want you to see this morning that Jesus died once for all. Brother, there is no other sacrifice. Brother, there is no other act. There is no other thing that justifies man in the sight of God. I save the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Brother, him and him alone. Is who we must put our faith and trust. Brother, it's in him this morning that we have our redemption. I know under the writer said in him we move and have our being today. Brother, he is our all in all this morning. Brother, I'm glad today God's plan is perfect. Brother, and it's perfect forever. You read on, you'll find that that blood is able to perfect us this morning. Brother, to cleanse and sanctify that inward man, to seal him up to the day of redemption this morning. Brother, that when we stand there before the Lord, it won't be about this or that that we did in life. Brother, it'll be about the precious blood that's been applied this morning. Yes, as he told Moses in the days gone by, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Brother, this morning, aren't you glad the second death I had no power over you? Brother, once and for all, Jesus paid the price. Brother, it means this. He died one time. He's not coming back to renew you, restore you. Brother, he's not coming back to make a new way for you. Brother, brother likewise. How he died unto sin once. I'm brother one sacrifice. I is all that was necessary. I, if the blood of the bulls and the goats had been sufficient, I'm brother the precious Lamb of God. I would have never had to come. I'm brother the Bible's clear. How they were not able. I'm brother to cleanse man. I'm brother they brought a remembrance. How they brought a knowledge. Yes, my friend. How there was a purifying of the flesh. But it's going to take more than that. I'm brother, we've got to be pure in heart. How can we be pure in heart? I praise his sweet name this morning. Through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I'm brother, we can be made new. We can be made whole again once. I'm brother, he come one time. I walked on this old earth. I'm brother, done the will of the Father. And when the appointed time come, my friend, he laid down his life on the cross of Calvary. I allowed his precious blood to be shed. For what cause, preacher? That you and I could be cleansed from all unrighteousness. I want you to notice also this morning how that phrase once for all, I'm brother, it has a finality to it. In other words, it was the final act. I'm brother, it's all that was necessary. Our salvation had been brought down into the realm of man. I'm brother, isn't it good? The word became flesh and dwelt among us. I'm brother, right in the reach, right in the grasp of everyone this morning. I'm brother, finally, there was a sacrifice sufficient. I'm brother, there was a lamb without spot and without blemish. How he stood slain before the foundation of the world. I'm brother, the only one, John said, I'm worthy to loose the seals of the book. I'm brother, the only sacrifice, I sufficient. I'm brother, to the saving of our soul. I'm brother, to redeem man. I reconcile him back to God the Father. I'm blessed his sweet name this morning. Once for all, I want you to see the other part of this. Before our time gets away, brother, he died for all. Brother, that means you this morning. I can be a blood-bought, born-again child of God. Brother, that means you this morning. I can know what it is how to be born again. I washed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I'm brother, I don't want you to be confused. I don't want you to misunderstand this morning. I'm brother, I with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. I with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm brother, the first step, the only step necessary, is that you open your heart and receive Jesus as your Savior. I'm brother, I believe this morning as you do that, indeed you'll find that repentance. I'm brother, my Bible says you'll be baptized. I'm not of water, but of that Holy Spirit. I'm brother, that precious blood, I will be applied, and in that moment, in that instant, you'll become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Somebody says, preacher, how do you believe that, brother? I don't only believe it. I've experienced it. I'm not just talking about something I read. I'm not telling you about a theological stance this morning. I'm telling you what the Lord did for me. I'm brethren, what he did for me, he'll do for you. Jesus died once for all. And today he sits there at the right hand of the Father, how to make intercession for you and I. How, yes, my friend, how you can be pardoned and set free. And he, how is that mediator? And other, when that blood is applied, how you can be born again. So this morning, my friend, consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners. Look to him this morning. He'll save you just the same as he saved me. God bless you. This is Pastor Fred Baker.